All right. A bunch of you old people have now reached out to let me know that you're not tired all the time. So I'm hopeful I won't be tired all the time. In fact, I'm not tired today. I do think that I was really tired the day I recorded that episode talking about how tired I was, which I guess was Monday. And I think that I went to sleep very early Monday and got 8.5 hours sleep, but I think I'm doing considerably better now. So, I've only had 2 coffees today and that was it. I'm actually fine with having 3 coffees each day. Frankly, I'd be fine with having more. Like, I just don't, it doesn't bother me that much. I've never had trouble falling asleep. That's not an issue. But I'm trying not to have that third cup of coffee on the days where I know I'm getting up early the next day, which is a little bit silly since I don't have trouble falling asleep. So maybe I'll just stop doing that and that'll help. Who knows? But I do get up early tomorrow and then it's 3 days in a row of not having to get up early. So hooray. Theme song.
Your daily Lex.
Had a very good Jagged Little Pill rehearsal yesterday. So, there's a lot of songs in this show, a lot of stuff where I can just listen to the soundtrack and learn my part because it's the solo, and then stuff where I'm singing, you know, with the ensemble. And it's hard to learn my stuff because I don't read the music and I can't hear what, you know, my guy is singing in those songs. Some musical directors will record everybody's parts and give you tracks that you can listen to, which some people ignore and some people use. Francois, our musical director, does that for some shows, but there are so many vocal parts in the show. He's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But he's been happy to record parts for me live and in person, which he did as recently as yesterday. And so I just, right before recording this episode, spent easily 20 minutes working from the voice memo I made yesterday to make my own track. And when I'm making my own track, it's like I'm taking the original soundtrack. I'm usually now using Logic's split stem so that I can break out the vocals for everything else, bring the vocals down, get my part in there. So I'm listening to the track that I recorded in a voice memo played on piano by the musical director. And then I record a couple notes at a time, maybe miss the notes, maybe miss the timing. So do it again. Then once it's good, listen to the next part of the voice memo and then record the next part. And I Frankenstein monster together my track. So then I can listen to it in the car and hear the full backing from the soundtrack, plus my part front and center so I can sing along and learn. And honestly, hearing it 2-3 times, typically for the non-complicated stuff, it's in. Hearing it 8 or 9 times gets it for the complicated stuff. I have a 30-minute drive each way to the theater, a little bit less. And that's where I'll be doing the studying. Because boy, I do not know some of these things right now, but I feel so good about like the overture where I have this crazy part, like truly crazy. This show is special because, you know, you're sometimes singing famous Alanis songs that you already know, but I'm not singing the melody of You Ought to Know that I know. I'm singing like my version of You Ought to Know. That's the way it is for my part in this musical. But anyway, hearing it, you know, I've heard it a handful of times now after Frankensteining my track together, and now I can freaking crush it. Like I'm a master at that track. I got to get the way on several other tracks. Forgiven. Woo. My part on Forgiven is hard. A couple other songs where I really gotta piece it out. And it's funny because I'm very picky when it comes to musicals because I don't love doing this work if it's not a show I'm excited about. I am excited about this show, fortunately, and the songs are fun, so like I don't mind it, but boy, it is hard work. Luckily, I'm able to take the time to do it. Let's see. Today I'm going to go see my kids' show. Sierra's in a show at school. It's Eve of Scenes, so she'll be doing some kind of scene. And of course, she's stage managing Act 1 and in Act 2, so I can't leave until after she does her thing in Act 2. But when she's done with her thing in Act 2, I am leaving because I'm going to rush to rehearsal. I hate missing rehearsal. And the musical director's like, you could miss the rehearsal, it's fine. And I'm like, I know I could, but I have FOMO. I do not want to miss those rehearsals. It will stress me out. So there you go. Anyway, that's all I got. Oh, the other thing I did today that was exciting besides work, and boy, did I do a lot of work today. I also did some trip planning. So I feel like I'm much more locked in for my trip to Europe in July because I've done, the hotel is booked now. We know when we're going to go to Sweden for a couple days from Copenhagen. So lots of good things. Anyway, I hope you are having a wonderful Wednesday. More soon, my friends. Goodbye.
Lex.